Brad, what have you done now?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. It is not a fake Monday morning. It is a fake Tuesday morning here, September the 8th, I think. It was September the 8th. Yeah, September the 8th, the day after Labor Day here in 2020. The now infamous 2020, the year that will never be forgotten for a multitude of reasons. We know what has been going on in the planet, in the world, this entire year, and it's affected a lot of things. It's affected our ability to go see people that we want to hang out with. It's affected, you know, our plans for vacation. It's affected all kinds of things, our jobs, the economy, right? But one of the industries that it's affected the most has been the entertainment industry. Movie theaters. People are scared to go out to the movies. I know that I was a frequent moviegoer, man. I was going to the movies all the time. Every single week, it seemed like I was going to see the latest film. And this year, 2020, there's a lot of movies that I wanted to see that were coming out. Fast and Furious was coming out. John Cena was the bad guy. They had to push that back to 2021. The new Ghostbusters movie was coming out. They pushed it back to 2021. Mulan was coming out. They pushed it back. Wonder Woman 1984 was coming out. They pushed it back. I was upset that they kept doing this, and then I heard that they were going to push back Tenet. Tenet was a new film by Christopher Nolan, and man, I was so excited to see this movie because I'm a Christopher Nolan fan. I think that Chris Nolan has become like the Steven Spielberg of this generation, of when you hear there's a movie coming out, he doesn't even have to tell you the plot, he doesn't even have to tell you the title. I remember it's like, boom, untitled Christopher Nolan film 2020. And then you start to see trailers and you see it's Tenet. But I remember Christopher Nolan for a lot of movies that he's done, obviously most famous for the Batman films, right? But if you remember Memento, that was great. Insomnia, what a crazy movie that was. And then he did Batman Begins, which everybody knows, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. But in between those, he had several great films, Inception, Interstellar, Dunkirk. These are all Academy Award nominated films. And then you go to my favorite film of his, The Prestige, with Hugh Jackman, Scarlett Johansson, and Christian Bale. Man, what a... If y'all never seen The Prestige, you need to go check it out. David Bowie's in it. It's a crazy movie. Because I've always been into magic a little bit. Like, I've always found it interesting. The David Blaines, the Chris Angels, I guess, of this era. The David Copperfields of yesteryear. The Houdinis of all the way back when. I've always been interested by magicians, and this movie was nuts. But anyway, that's besides the point. The point was, I've always liked his movies, and when you heard Tenet was coming out, I was excited about it, and then I heard that the star was John David Washington. Now, John David Washington was a guy I first saw on Ballers, and if you don't know, Ballers was an HBO show that ran, I think, for 4 seasons. It just ended its run, but Ballers was like the entourage for the sports world. I always loved Entourage, you know, Vinny Chase and the boys, always loved them. Sorry if you can hear a dog barking in the background. I always loved Vinny Chase and the boys, and Ballers was like the Rock's version of Entourage. Omar Miller was in it, and who Omar I've gotten to know over the last year or so. We bump into each other at the Deontay Wilder fights. Great guy to hang out with. Anyway, so I was watching Ballers, and I saw this guy, John David Washington. Now, I never put two and two together that John David Washington was the son of Denzel. You don't even have to say Denzel's last name anymore. You just know. When I say Denzel, y'all know who I'm talking about. Denzel Washington, one of the greatest actors of all time, one of my favorite actors of all time. I didn't know that he was his son. And I also didn't know that he had a legitimate sports background, which made him perfect for that show. He was a football player turned actor, and his dad's Denzel, so he's got the ultimate OG in Denzel Washington. So I didn't know that. And then I had found that out when he did Black Klansman. I found out that that was Denzel Washington's son. Not that it really makes a difference, but it's an interesting thing to note. So then I saw, man, I was like, you know, I wonder how high his ceiling's going to be because he's Denzel Washington's son. He came from football. It's not like he's an actor. And he essentially just came off, not as himself, but somewhat as himself because it was a very close role for him in Ballers. He was a former football player playing a pro football player, you know? So it wasn't like the biggest stretch for him. And not that I was ever questioning his skill. I was just like, I wondered how high his ceiling was. And then when you saw that he was going to be in Tenet, first off, you saw how good Black Klansman was. And then you heard he was going to be in Tenet with Chris Nolan, Robert Pattinson. I was like, oh, his ceiling's high. this guy's going to be the real guy. You know, he's not going to be just some actor who comes from an acting family, you know, like a Baldwin legacy, and he's not really that great, but, you know, people put him in movies because he's got name value. I still think most people don't even know his family background. They just know him as the guy from Ballers who did Black Klansman, and now he's in Tenet. And I got to tell you, the fact that Tenet finally came out and people are able to see it, I'm going to go this week and get to see the movie because I still have no idea what it's about, but I'm excited to see it because it's Chris Nolan and it's John David Washington. So when I got the opportunity to talk to John David Washington, I jumped all over it. I was so excited to ask him about The Rock, ask him about Denzel, ask him about working with Chris Nolan, and really what his future holds, man. And he was really cool to talk to. We had a quick interview over the phone, but I'll tell you what, he's a genuine dude. He's a real talented guy. And I remember The Rock posting something on his Instagram when John David left Ballers. So he's leaving the show. I guess they didn't know it was the end of the series as a whole. And The Rock said, "Now go off and go win us an Oscar." It's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectation there. When The Rock, the most popular actor in Hollywood, the highest paid actor in Hollywood, tells John David, "Go win us an Oscar." And then you know that your father is one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT, when it comes to acting in Denzel Washington. So those are big shoes. But I think that John David Washington, I think that he has the means to fill those shoes and even surpass it. He brings a sense of realism. He brings a sense of authenticity to every role that I've seen him in so far. And I expect Tenet will be no less at all. There's this story that Booker T, you don't know, I do a show with Booker T called The Hall of Fame. He tells this story all the time. And I always tell it whenever I see something like this. And he said back in the day, they were working in Global Wrestling Federation. He and his brother Stevie Ray, they were the Harlem Heat, not yet. And they're sitting there talking to an old vet named Tiger Conway. And they're sitting there talking to him. And that evening on the show, it happened to have Ric Flair. And Ric Flair comes walking in. He's got the alligators on. He's got the light powder blue suit on. The hair is feathered. The Rolex is on. The shades are on. The gold chains are on. The gold rings are on. He's looking like Ric Flair. And Tiger Conway looks at Booker and Stevie and says, "You see that? That's Ric Flair. That's the real boy there." Meaning, he's the quintessential wrestler. He's the very best. You can tell just from when he walks in the building that he's the guy. And I'm telling y'all right now, no hyperbole, no bigging him up because he's on my show. John David Washington, that's the real boy there. That's the guy. That's the main. He's going to go out there after Tenet, and once the world gets back to some sense of normalcy, he's going to be the biggest actor in Hollywood. There's no doubt about it. Not only does he have the lineage, not only does he present well on camera, he's got the goods. He can act. He can act. And I'm a fan, and I'm always going to be rooting for him and pushing for him. So I'm about to play that interview I did with John David Washington to talk about the new film Tenet by Christopher Nolan in theaters right now. Check your local theater, see how you can go see it safely, of course, socially distance, of course, wear your PPE, do everything you got to do to go see this movie. But I think that it's going to be worth the trip. Reviews have been great. Reviews have been stellar, no pun intended. So I'm excited to go check it out myself. So let's talk to John David Washington right now here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And he joins us right now. The new film is called Tenet, and he is named John David Washington. John David, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. You know what? I'm excited that we're finally going to get to see Tenet because, you know, I'm sure for you, it's been a maybe not the most ideal scenario of the kind of the stop and start, but how does it feel now that people are finally getting to see this movie?
Well, yeah, at first I was I was a little discouraged, and obviously I want safety first. So But ironically, if they would have it, I think it actually is the perfect time. It is the proper moment for a movie like this to come out and be reintroduced to communities that now feel safe. Safer to come out and see a movie, go to the movies. That's the perfect movie to come back to.
Yeah, you know, what's crazy about the movie and what's great about Christopher Nolan is I feel like he's reached that level of like a Steven Spielberg. When you hear there's a new Christopher Nolan movie coming out, you don't even need to know what it's about. I don't think most people don't know what it's about. They just want to go see it.
Well, and I think that I agree with you. When you get a heightened sense of that due to the times that we're in, like they just, you know, we'll take anything right now. And fortunately for us, this isn't just anything. This is something so innovative. This is something like that has never been done before. His most ambitious film. Like I keep saying, it's just the perfect movie to come back to the theaters for.
What can you tell us, though, about the film? Because you can get some sense of it might have to do with time, but what is you know, if someone hasn't seen a trailer, they don't know anything about it, what could you say would be the elevator pitch of what this movie is without giving anything away?
Well, it appeals to what is it appeals to us that are wondering, that have great wonder about the world, our lack of travel now, how we have to be careful about things. It's shot in 7 different countries. So we're going to get a wide globe-trotting scale of what the world looks like, reminded of what the world looks like, you know, through the eyes of the protagonist, the character that I play. You know, you get your spy genre, your espionage genre, you get your high-octane action thriller genre, all put that all in the blender of a Christopher Nolan, and that's what you get. So you're getting something that we're familiar with in a way and something that is unfamiliar and something innovative, something sort of prolific, in my opinion, and it's just the perfect movie to come back to.
How did you and Chris Nolan get linked up? Was it a phone call? Did he see some of your work and say, "Man, you'd be perfect"? How did y'all kind of connect?
Yeah, he had been able to see some of my work, and I got a call from him, and we had a meeting. It wasn't anything about anything specific. We just got to know each other. I didn't know if I was auditioning or not. Even in the meeting, I never felt like it was an audition to get to know each other. I just felt like, you know, because he worked in such secrecy, I had no idea what he was working on, what he had up his sleeve. But it was just nice to talk to him. And I knew for the rest of my life, I can say at least I met with him for 2.5 hours. I can say that. And months later, he asked me to come on board. And I did. It was great.
You know, that's got to be just one of those incredible feelings, because I know you started on the football side of things and then you transitioned to acting. Yeah. So when I started my career, whenever you start a new profession, you look for your OG, for lack of a better term, right? You look for the guy that you can go to. For me, it was Booker T, the pro wrestler. That was my OG. He laid it all out for me, the game, right? For you, right. Going from football into acting, you already had the ultimate OG. In your father, Denzel, of course, was he the person that you went to, obviously, with all your questions, or did you seek someone else out in the entertainment industry to have a different perspective than somebody within your family?
Well, I mean, I think like most African-American actors, we all look for Denzel. You know, I mean, having a career like his is what you want. So that's the ideal career. So, but I've been blessed. I've been fortunate to have people in my life that have really helped me along the way. To start with is the great Peter Berg, who did the Friday Night Lights. You know, he directed the pilot of Ballers, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, gave me loads of advice in this industry, really on some brotherly, you know, fraternity type of vibe. So it was great. Spike Lee, really, I think of him like an uncle. Working with him, his belief in me, everything he's taught me about the industry has been great. And Christopher Nolan, who I look at as another father, like a godfather of sorts, really has taught me a lot about the industry. Like he's given me so much information, and I just I'm a fan of theirs and I admire them so much. So I'm just lucky in that regard. The people that I admire and look up to that I've been able to have relationships with.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing just to have one, and it sounds like you've had several. You brought up, though, Ballers. That was the first time I saw you, and I loved the show. Obviously, you know, I'm a pro wrestling fan and a boxing fan, so I run into Omar Miller at a lot of the boxing events. Me and him, you know, we'll watch the Deontay Wilder fights together. And then when I saw The Rock was in this thing, I was like, man, this is such a great show. Talk about, though, you said that Rock was one of the guys that you went to. He's someone who I look to, and I don't even know him, just to, I look at his Instagram to get inspired. How did you, right. were you inspired by his work ethic and his seemingly unstoppable energy?
I asked him if he sleeps, and he laughed and said yes, but I don't believe it. You know, he is a workaholic. But what I admire the most about him, I think, is he is a man of the people. He really does still take the time for the people out there, his fans. And as big as he is, you know, as much of a celebrity as he is, he doesn't forget that. It's never lost upon him. And he doesn't detach himself from that. He's never too big to come down and reach some people. So for that, so there's a humility there still, you know, and he's one of the highest grossing actors ever. So I see that and I watch that and take note of that for sure.
Yeah, I would imagine that sleep is his enemy at some times, but the man still finds a way to get everything done, just like you. You know, you have Tenet, of course, it's coming out now. People are finally getting able to see it. What was a light bulb moment for you? I think every time in any profession, again, you have that moment to where it all starts to make sense. Like, oh, that's what they meant when they said that. Did you have a light bulb moment on set working with somebody like Christopher Nolan, who's such a brilliant director, where he said something or he put something in a certain way that all kind of made it make sense for you?
A couple of times, yes. One of them, he said, as simple as this, he said, trust your instinct. And I was like, oh, great. Which told me a lot, which meant he trusted me for one. But also that he's telling me that I understand at least enough about the script that I could just use. Don't overthink it. That he picked me for a reason. Spike Lee, he would yell at me like, just trust your instinct. Don't worry about it. You know, I begged him for a couple takes one time and a couple more takes. And he said, you got it. You nailed it. Just, we're moving on. Don't worry. Trust me. So those moments like that, no, amongst others, but those particularly mean a lot to me, the light bulb going off. Because it just informs me that I'm good at what I do, or they think I'm good at what I do, and keep going.
Are you like big? Are you hard on yourself? Because I feel like anybody who's in the game at all, you have to be self-critical and self-aware of everything. Does that ever hinder your performance? Or when people like Nolan and Spike Lee are saying, "Trust your instincts; they're good instincts," you start to not even worry about that.
Well, that's what's hard for me to watch myself on screen. It's really hard to watch movies I'm in, so because I'm hypercritical. And that could be due to football, those film session studies when the coach is yelling at you, even when you got a first down, it's still something you can do better. So that's forever ingrained in my psyche when you know. And it's not like watching film in the NFL or football. You just got to enjoy the film and the movie, but it's still something I haven't gotten over yet. So. But it is encouraging to hear words like that and that kind of encouragement from, you know, your betters, really.
Absolutely. And then in this film, you got to work with the man who's going to be the new Batman, who I think that Robert Pattinson, a lot of people think about him for these Twilight movies, but this guy is a legit serious actor, and he's so great on screen. Working with him must have been a real fun opportunity. And I don't know, did talking with Batman make you want to jump into maybe a superhero genre?
Well, he is, his take on Bruce Wayne is going to be, I think that's going to be the key. I think he's going to kill that. And when people see what he does, he's going to be on the pantheon, you know, the great Bruce Wayne, Batman. He's going to be an incredible Batman. He's sneaking. He's quietly low key, a great athlete himself and very athletic. And, you saw it in the trailer as well. So I'm very, I can't wait to see what he does.
Absolutely, man. Well, hey, John David, I appreciate you taking the time, man. The film is called Tenet. Give to the people just one more reason. Why do they need to go out and see this movie?
To escape your realities for 2.5 hours, it's worth it. To see something you've never seen before, an experience you've never had before.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I know a lot of people are. That is John David Washington. John David, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thanks for having me.
Brad, what have you done now?
Oh, my God. You're my dreamboat, for sure.